Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 88. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 66. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Ample sunshine expected. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 93. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. A new Kansas law is paving the way for new options for foster care children, and it is set to go into effect this month. The new statewide program is the first of its kind. It's called SOL, or Support, Opportunity, Unity, and Legal Permanency. It's a new option, much like the adoption or guardianship process, except the foster child would get the opportunity to choose who they would like to become their family. This new law allows for foster kids 16 and older to have a say in what they want their future to look like. The new law takes effect on July 1st. Gas prices are on the decline in the U.S., bringing some relief to drivers now paying a little less to fill up their tanks. The national average for gas prices stands around $3.44. That's according to AAA. That's about 9 cents down from a week ago, marking the largest one-week drop recorded by the Motor Club so far in 2024. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Cabela's and Hank FM presents The Front Men Live on the Uncle Bill's Bail Bonds and the Print Rack stage Saturday, June 15th at the Coleman parking lot at 2nd St. Francis in downtown Wichita. Tickets are $40 online, but if you stop by one of these sponsor locations, you can get your tickets for only $20. Mr. B's Daylight Donuts in Goddard, Dan Dale's, Jack Insurance in El Dorado, Yoder Meats, Jewelry Savers, and Derby Mattress in Derby. Get more info at CrankHankFM.com.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Kansas Secretary of State's office has sent an election crime complaint to the Kansas Attorney General's office, accusing a GOP operative of misrepresenting himself as the chair of a third-party group called No Labels. The Secretary of State's office invalidated nominations handed in by the GOP strategist Chris Van Meteren last week. State election officials claim that the rightful chair of the party is Glenda Reynolds, who is reportedly in hospice. It's not just the Chiefs who may find a new home field advantage across the state line. Over the weekend, the Kansas City Royals indicated they're exploring the incentives being debated in Kansas. The public is definitely interested. The Chiefs have openly stated they're looking at all offers, and so we're focusing on them, Sean Tarwater said with an interview on Fox 4. The Royals are continuing, from what I understand, they're continuing to work with the city to figure things out. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Democratic leaders across the state of Nebraska gathered in Hastings for their biannual convention. With this year featuring a presidential election, this convention has become really important as it was occupying the Hastings Auditorium and the Masonic Center. Democrats will be electing their national delegation as well as their electors for the presidential campaign and will also elect new officers for the 2024 through 26 terms. Here's what Executive Director of the Nebraska Democratic Party, Precious McKesson, had to say to KSNB Local 4.
Hiring a rural organizer, we can actually put somebody that's from that community in that community and be able to organize and talk to the people who are voting. And so that kind of uplifts us a lot. And again, touching those areas that hadn't been touched. So I'm really excited for that rural organizer to get on the ground and start working.
The party also wants to get at least 17 members into the legislature so that they can have the opportunity to filibuster. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Rusty F. Ford and Big Brothers Big Sisters of Kansas are teaming up for a trade-in sales event. Bring a new or gently used black to Rusty F. Ford and receive up to $2,000 off a brand new Ford. We will donate all blacks to local youth. It is as simple as donate a new or gently used black. Receive up to $2,000 off any new Ford on the lot. We donate all working blacks to Big Brothers Big Sisters of Kansas. Choose from over 200 new Fords like this 2023 Ford F-150. 1.9% APR for 72 months, $1,471 for 1,000 finance. Or 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid, 0% APR for 60 months, $1,667 for 1,000 financed. Or a 2023 Mach-E, 0% APR for 72 months, $1,389 for 1,000 financed. Visit Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Taxes and fees. Offers can be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall is questioning the U.S. Postal Service regarding service interruptions out of Kansas City. A requested audit comes following multiple letters sent by Marshall and members of a delegation demanding answers on mail delays that have been occurring for several months and are causing a ripple effect across the entire state. The upcoming audit will investigate the efficiency of mail delivery at USPS sites in the Kansas-Missouri region. Marshall County Health Department will host outreach vaccination clinics throughout the county this month, Wednesday, June 12th, at the Axtell American Legion, 9 to 11 a.m., Summerfield Fire Station, 11:30 until 1:30, and the Beatty Fire Station from 2 until 4. Thursday, June 13th, at the Frankfort Nutrition Site from 9 to 11 a.m., and Vermilion City Hall, noon to 2. Friday, June 14th, at the Bremen Fire Hall from 9 to 11 a.m. Outreach clinics slated Monday, June 17th, at the Blue Rapids Community Center, 10 to noon, and Waterville Community Center from 1 to 3. Childhood vaccine services available at the Health Department in Marysville by appointment. For details, phone 562-3485. Choose the Arts, a week-long summer camp that provides arts education for elementary and junior high students, will be held in Frankfort June 17th through the 21st, and the camp will be repeated in Marysville June 24th through the 28th. Running daily 8:30 until 2:30 for students entering first grade to those entering ninth grade, this year's camp has an emphasis on the performing arts. Fee for the week-long camp is $50. Scholarships are available. Marshall County Arts Cooperative is coordinating the event and has registration forms on the Art Cooperative's website, marshallcountyarts.org, or phone 785-859-4260. Area superintendents expect little change in enrollment projections as an application window for out-of-district open enrollment continues through June. A state law passed in 2022 allows Kansas students to attend schools outside their district if space is available. Each district could establish a cap as to a number of students they could accommodate. A section of Nebraska Highway 4 in southeast Nebraska will be under construction. Weather permitting, construction begins this week on Highway 4 near Lewiston in Virginia and includes about 12 miles of culvert replacements and asphalt overlay. 12-foot width restriction will be in effect during the construction project, expected to continue until fall. Washington County Economic Partnership updated commissioners on activities, reporting a focus on the Lynn Industrial Park, with plans to provide $150,000 in matching funds toward a $350,000 grant-funded project to improve infrastructure, as well as $77,500, which went last year to six businesses establishing operations. They're also working with an ag business on expansion plans. That group encouraged continued funding, which has been $120,000 annually in recent years, but may be adjusted with the recent hiring of Ryan Kern as Economic Development Tourism Director for Washington County. Eugene A. Gene Bach, age 66, passed away. A memorial service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Wymore Church of Christ. Interment in the Emmanuel Lutheran Cemetery, rural Plymouth. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at the Griffith Huvendick Chapel in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Gene Bach. Melvin E. Sunnyborn, Jr., age 85, of Centralia, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the West Centralia Community Church. Burial in the Vermilion Cemetery. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the church. Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Sunnyborn. Mary R. Schaefer, age 83, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Private interment planned at a later date with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Mary Schaefer. Richard F. Stonger, age 67, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Richard Stonger.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Staying warmer into Wednesday, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 90s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Sunshine throughout the day on Thursday with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Thursday night, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Scattered showers will continue into Friday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms are possible into Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and mid-90s. Then more rain may continue into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Still some rain showers early on Sunday, then mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June, 85. Record high on this date, 106. The average low, 63. And the record low, 45. Sunset this evening, 8:54. Sunrise in the morning at 6:01.
The garden hoe is one of the world's most ancient tools, but is it the right tool for your garden? We take a fresh look today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, June 11th, the 163rd day of the year. Football coach Vince Lombardi and explorer Jacques Cousteau were both born on this day, and moviegoers lined up for the premiere of E.T. on this night in 1982. If your back is crying uncle when it comes to gardening weeding, maybe it's time for a new tool. Those who have made the switch from a traditional garden hoe to a Dutch hoe say the difference is night and day. A Dutch hoe is a forward-facing blade. By skimming the soil with a push-pull movement rather than a chopping motion, it cuts weeds by skimming the soil. A gap above the blade allows for dirt to fall through and back to the surface. It's a real back-saver in the garden and might put the ho-ho-ho back in your chores. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more great gardening tips at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. College baseball is officially over in the state of Kansas after the Kansas State Wildcats
for the first time in years, making it to the NCAA Super Regionals, ended up losing the first two games of the Super Regionals against number 12 Virginia with a 4-7 loss and a 4-10 loss over the weekend. The Wildcats made it into the Super Regionals after winning dominantly in the regular regionals against number 2 Louisiana Tech, number 5 Arkansas, and number 4 Southeast Missouri. As the Men's College World Series preliminary games begin later on this week, the Kansas State Wildcats will not be attending. In other news, the Kansas City Royals are still at home at Kauffman Stadium with game number 2 of the New York Yankees tonight with first pitch at 7 p.m. Kansas City went 2-3 against the Seattle Mariners at home, winning games 1-2, but losing at game number 3 on Sunday. Kansas City still sitting number 2 in the American League Central, just 3 games behind the Cleveland Guardians.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
This is a special message from Burwell Roofing and Construction. The spring storm season has already started, and if it's already affected your home, call Burwell Roofing and Construction at 316-794-3430. Their team will assess the damage to your roof, siding, and guttering, give you an honest and fair estimate for repairs, and work with your insurance company along the way. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430. Don't wait. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction today. 316-794-3430. And at BurwellConstruction.com.
College football is in summer preparations right now as the Kansas Jayhawks say that they are getting some help by recruiting one of the local products from here in the state of Kansas. As KSNT News reports that four-star offensive lineman Juju Marks has officially committed to the Jayhawks as of this weekend. As the announcement was officially made by Marks on his social media account, saying that the 6'8", 275-pound lineman from Overland Park has picked Lance Leopold's Kansas program over the likes of offers that he received from other states, including Alabama, Georgia, Arkansas, Florida, and others. Marks had originally committed to Missouri to go as of September of 2023 before reopening his recruitment in October of 2023, as Marks was ranked the 5th best recruit from Kansas and the 21st best offensive lineman recruit nationally in the upcoming 2025 class. The Jayhawks kick off their football season for 2024 against Lindenwood on Thursday, August 29th. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Free CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Free CPA, downtown Marysville.
It doesn't matter if it cuts a wide or narrow path. If your farm is in that path, a hail or windstorm will damage two things, your crop and your bottom line, in a matter of minutes. With already tight margins, take the stress out of seeing those clouds roll in and that thunder rumbling by adding Crop Hail to your coverage now. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan. The rates are great this year, so call Tammy at Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393, to quote hail, wind, and extra harvest expense. And thank you, farmers, for all you do.
Enhance garden beds and walkways with perennial Sea Thrift. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Its evergreen grass-like leaves form a dense 4-inch-tall mat of greenery. Small round clusters of pink or white flowers are held high above the foliage on fine stems. You'll enjoy the bees and butterflies that come to visit the flowers that brighten your garden in mid-spring through early summer. Sea Thrift is native to coastal areas, making them suitable to gardens exposed to saltwater spray and de-icing salts. Known botanically as Armeria maritima, Sea Thrift is hardy in zones 3 to 9 and thrives in full sun and well-drained soil. Avoid growing these in rich, damp soil that causes the center of the plant to rot. Sea Thrift is not aggressive, and deer tend to leave it be. Plant it in rock gardens, troughs, and along walkways, and cut a few flowers to enjoy in a bouquet. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
When severe storms approach, tune to KNDY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on KNDY, service of these community sponsors.
Ride into summer savings with Crown Over Auto Sales in Marysville. A full selection ready to cruise in style. Be the envy of the neighborhood with your new ride setting in the driveway. Open 7 days a week with new arrivals daily. Visit crownoverautosales.com or stop by today and hit the road in style.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
If Mother Nature decides to give the exterior of your home a makeover, you know it's time to call Schoen's Roofing in Beatrice. With over 10 years of experience and work backed up by a 10-year workmanship warranty, Schoen's promises a clean and timely experience, with most jobs being completed that day. For a consultation, repair, or renovation to protect your investment this storm season, call Anthony and the team at 402-520-7121.
At the time of his trial, Standing Bear did not have the right to take a matter to court. However, this judge allowed the leader to speak and what he had to say. One short sentence in particular still resonates today. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Larry Dwyer knows the story well. He wrote the award-winning book, Standing Bear's Quest for Freedom. Standing Bear, chief of the Ponca, saw his peaceful tribe of farmers forcibly removed from Nebraska to Oklahoma in 1877, when Standing Bear left Oklahoma to bury his son in Nebraska. Just a year after moving to Oklahoma, he was arrested in Omaha.
Because the United States Supreme Court in 1831 ruled Native Americans were not human beings. They were wards of the government, and therefore we take care of them. They can stay in their land as long as we want them to stay there.
Native Americans did not have standing to go to court, yet a federal judge was willing to hear the case. On May 1st and 2nd of 1789, the trial was held in Omaha.
Standing Bear is called as a witness. He's the first Native American ever to go into a federal court, first of all with a case, secondly to be called as a witness.
After closing arguments, Standing Bear was allowed to address the court. His speech, in one particular phrase, would become well known.
He speaks for about a half hour and gives what is known famously as, "I am a man. If my hand bleeds and your hand bleeds, the color of my blood is the same as yours. I am a man."
The judge made his ruling 10 days later.
Under the 14th Amendment, a Native American is a person under the law and is entitled to due process of law. Standing Bear was arrested for no reason, and the Poncas are therefore free.
The federal government did not pursue the case at the U.S. Supreme Court. Standing Bear and others of the Ponca tribe were helped by locals from Omaha of many political and religious backgrounds to regain a portion of their ground and begin farming again. Standing Bear himself was asked to speak extensively, especially in the eastern U.S. He died in 1908 at the age of 79 and is buried on the ancestral homelands in Nebraska. Traveling the countryside in Omaha, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McRae.
There will be a collectible auction Saturday, June 15th in Frankfort for Susan Hickey. The sale includes guns, collectibles, and some furniture. 45 Colt lever action rifle, black powder 36 caliber revolver, PowerMate 5000 portable generator.
Collectibles include over 15 whiskey decanters, over 90 beer steins, mostly ceramic, 20 bronze Western scene sculptures by Frederick Remington, a number of Western wear, including shoes, shirts, a dozen cowboy hats, 20 pair of cowboy boots, some Western-style belts, belt buckles, including rodeo events. Furniture items include a lighted 6-foot curio cabinet, roll-top desk, matching 2-drawer nightstands. Other miscellaneous items will also be sold at this auction Saturday, June 15th. Begins at 10 a.m. at 205 East 10th in Frankfort. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Crop circles appearing in a field are probably not the work of aliens. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It's more like a hungry bear sat down and helped himself to dinner as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Black bears are smart animals, very opportunistic, and will chow down on just about any crop they can get their big paws on. This includes field corn, sweet corn, sorghum, sunflowers, orchard crops, and peanuts. You don't have to be right next to the woods. They have a keen sense of smell and will travel miles to inspect a potential meal. Katie Martin is a wildlife biologist with the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries. She says because they're large animals, it's easy to spot where they've been dining.
Usually the first sign is you'll see trampling of the crop. A lot of the stalks will be laid over. Bears are pretty lazy animals once they get out into a crop field and will basically just sit down and reach around as far as they can to devour any of the crop that's right near them. And so a lot of times you'll actually see these big circles of area that are smashed down.
You might also see trails going in and out of the area. Martin says it's easier to prevent them from getting to the crop than chasing them out. The best bear deterrent is an electric fence. They do not like them.
You can do a 2 or 3-string high tensile wire fence around your crop fields or around nursery producing trees or orchard trees to keep the bears out of it. And while that can be an expense up front on the producer, if you're going to be using those same fields year after year, it actually will end up paying in the long run huge dividends since you're keeping those bears out and not losing crop to them.
Unfortunately, there isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. Talk to your local wildlife biologist through Extension or Fish and Game Services for more ideas. Learn more about keeping bears out of your crops at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Did you know there are times when it's wise to use a credit card? Hi, I'm Rob West with the Faith and Finance Minute. A friend recently acquired a new debit card and made an online purchase for the first time. Everything worked fine until his account was charged almost $100 by, as it turned out, scammers. He called his bank within two business days, but they didn't return the money to his account for a week while the investigation continued. If he'd used a credit card instead of a debit card, he could have simply reported the fake transaction and not lost the use of his money, even temporarily. Debit cards are fine for in-person purchases, but using one online puts your entire bank account at risk for a time. That's when it's wise to use a credit card instead. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the FaithFi community. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance in your app store or visit faithfi.com.
USDA researchers are hard at work finding ways to protect Americans and American agriculture from animal diseases. More today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The National Bio and Agro Defense Facility was located in Manhattan, Kansas for a reason. As an extension of and an eventual replacement for the USDA's Plum Island Animal Disease Center in New York, the NBAF operation is close to many of the country's animal health companies and researchers. Katie Pulaski is Communications Director.
This area is really great for establishing collaborations with partners on the academic side, from industry, and even other federal agencies who share our interests in protecting the nation's food supply, our agricultural economy, and public health.
Pulaski reiterates, collaboration is key.
I think it's important to note that none of the research that will be done here at NBAF is classified. Our goal is to share the research, to share the vaccine precursors and the work. There's a lot of agreements, there's technology transfer. There's all that goes into working with industry. But our goal in the end is we are not being successful in our mission if we are not sharing the work that's being done here as widely as we can.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Sonic Radio.
Welcome back to Sonic R&DIO. That spells radio. I'm your host, the CIO, and it's trivia time. Lucky caller, for a limited time only, you can get any size of the new Groovy Fry for only a dollar at Sonic. How much would a small fry be?
A dollar.
How about a medium fry?
A dollar.
And finally, how about a large?
Also a dollar.
Correct! You just won any size Groovy Fry for only a dollar.
Yay!
Yay! But seriously, it's for a limited time, so maybe hang up and go now. Get any size Groovy Fry for $1. Live free, eat Sonic.
Tax not included, limited time offer.
M&M Tire, Blue Valley Technologies, and C Street Styles invite you to the annual Washington County Rodeo Friday and Saturday, June 14th and 15th. A free pork burger meal Friday at 5. Advanced discount tickets and raffle tickets available at United Bank and Trust in Washington, both Washington Veterinary Clinics and CJ Express in Marysville. Full details on the Washington County Rodeo-Kansas Facebook page. M&M Tire, featuring tire sales and service as well as automotive repair. They'll get you rolling and keep you moving with reliable service at M&M Tire. Blue Valley Technologies. Contact your local broadband provider and ask about what speed's right for your household or business. State-of-the-art broadband with Blue Valley Technologies. At C Street Styles, you're always family. Offering coloring, haircuts, styling, and facial waxing, plus tanning, manicures, pedicures, and more. Check out cstreetstylesalon.com. And from your country, KNDY.
Good Tuesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest harvest update here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Your 2024 Summer Harvest Reports are brought to you by PNB Insurance, where crop insurance is our only business. Looking in the Lone Star State first, difficult harvest conditions persisted for most of the Texas Blacklands and Northeast Texas regions. Very little cutting was underway, with fields still extremely waterlogged. In fact, some farmers exploring adding tracks to combines to get into the fields. According to the Texas Crop Progress and Condition Report, the crop was 47% harvested, up 8 points from the five-year average. Over the weekend, harvest did progress in the Panhandle region before some areas were hit with rainfall. Early dryland yields south of Amarillo were 25 to 35 bushels per acre. Combines were running as far north as the Oklahoma border. Taking a look in central Texas, wheat notes planted for grain were still in the fields, but were not looking very good. They were unusually low wheat test weights reported in most of those areas of the Rolling Plains region. Most areas reported good yields. Wheat harvest in the Panhandle was happening quickly, with over 90% of the fields being chopped for silage. Taking a look now in the Sooner State, as Oklahoma wheat harvest made decent progress in most regions over the weekend and to start the week. However, again, those rain showers in parts of the Panhandle did delay harvest on dry land production, but producers are hopeful to get moving again today. Again, those light showers in other parts of western and southern Oklahoma delayed producers in those regions, but for the most part, it did not hinder combines from rolling over the last weekend and the few days. Elevator locations reporting a lot of movement in all areas. Harvest still moving from the Oklahoma-Texas border to the Oklahoma-Kansas border, with larger percentages complete in southwest, western, and central Oklahoma. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is calling wheat harvest for the state at 55% complete. Looking now in the Sunflower State here in Kansas, officially the Kansas wheat harvest is now 5% complete as of this morning's report, which is ahead of the 1% complete last year and on average. According to the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service crop progress report for last week, winter wheat conditions were rated 33% very poor to poor, 35% fair, and 32% good to excellent. Your 2024 harvest updates are brought to you by the Hydraulic Shop. Call Charity for all your hydraulic needs.
Want to know what your land or equipment is worth? This is Tyler Francis with Gene Francis & Associates and Gavel Roads Online Auctions. For 40 years, we've been connecting buyers and sellers while creating valuable experiences. Our licensed realtors and auctioneers are here to help you understand today's market and buy or sell property. To see what is for sale or to get in touch with one of our agents, check out GeneFrancis.com. Gene Francis & Associates and Gavel Roads Online Auctions. Ready, set, sold.
It's storm season, and it's never too late for crop insurance. PNB Insurance is your crop insurance specialist, giving you coverage on the farm and peace of mind. And if you don't have hail insurance now, no worries. You can be covered up to 2 hours before a storm hits. Get signed up today. Find us online at pbcropinsurance.com or call Dan and the team at 800-722-9525. PNB Insurance, where crop insurance is our only...
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now. Please try your call again later.
We all know living in rural communities, it's difficult to rely on your cell phone reception. So don't rely on that same connection for your home internet. 5G is fine for your cell phone alone, but if you want a reliable home internet connection with the fastest symmetrical speeds, Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet service is your solution. Visit bluevalley.net/yfiber.
Years of consolidation and tight profit margins are making dairy farmers think about switching to beef production. Here's what to consider on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
When you protect your corn and soy crops with Miravis Neal fungicide, you'll start seeing a lot more than just cleaner and greener fields. You'll get longer lasting disease control, better plant health benefits, less plant stress, higher potential yield, and increased ROI potential. Ask your Syngenta retailer about Miravis Neo and start seeing more green in your fields, on your yield monitor, and in your wallet.
Always read and follow label instructions.
Dairy farmers dealing with years of consolidation and tight profit margins may be thinking of switching to a beef operation. The most likely candidates are at the end of their career or discovering their dairy isn't competitive in the current environment and are looking for another way to make use of their farm. Joe Horner is an extension ag economist at the University of Missouri. He says typically you can run about the same number of beef cows on a farm as you can dairy cows, and there are many similarities in their care and use of resources. However, there are important differences as well.
The big one to start with is probably income. Gross income on a dairy cow is probably six times what it is on a beef cow producing feeder calves. Likewise, the labor requirement's about six times as much on a dairy that it is on a beef on a per cow basis. You're talking about 50 hours a cow versus 5 to 10 on a beef cow. In terms of number of heifers, we've typically got a 30% cull rate on dairy cows and maybe a 10% cull rate on beef cows.
Financially, in a beef operation, most of the wealth comes through land appreciation. The capital turnover is where Horner sees a big difference.
If you just take capital invested divided by gross income to get an idea of the number of years it takes to turn over your capital on a farm, on a good, well-run confinement dairy, you're probably talking about 3 years to turn over your capital. And on a beef operation, on a cow-calf operation, depending on how land extensive that is, it's probably 10 to 15 years. It's a much slower business financially than a dairy operation.
The good news is you don't have to milk beef cows every morning and night, and it's easier to get away from the farm for a few days. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about switching from dairy to beef at agriculture.com.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Producers have the opportunity to insure their forage with annual forage insurance. K-State Flinchbaugh Agricultural Policy Chair Jenny Ift discusses what annual forage insurance is and what options producers have if they choose to use it and how the program is set up.
So first of all, it's for annual crops that are used for forage. The second point I want to make is this is something called a single peril insurance product. So it only makes payments when precipitation, that could be rainfall or snow, is less than usual or lower than average. It's not going to cover flooding, hail damage, anything other than less precipitation than usual. The final point I want to make is it's based on something called a grid that a producer's field would be within that grid. A grid is about 14 by 16 miles, depending where you are. So there could be several grids in a county. It's not based on what happens on a producer's field. It's based on what happens in the entire grid. So that's an important part of the product that people need to be aware of.
She explains choices that will need to be made when setting up a policy.
So you have to pick a coverage level. For annual forage, it's 70 to 90%. There's also something called a productivity factor. That's where you set the value of your forage crop. And that gives you some flexibility to increase or decrease the value of your policy. If a higher value, premiums are going to cost more, but your payouts could be more. The last one is interval selection. So you have a growing season of 7 months after the month that the crop is planted, and you have to pick when during that period you want to have the coverage and what periods of months you want to be relatively more important.
If shares what time period the policies follow and a change that has been made from last year.
The deadline is July 15th of this year, and it's a little confusing at first because you have a commodity year that doesn't follow the calendar year. So if you sign up for July 15th, growing season one starts in September of 2024 of this year. The planting period is August. The final growing season for commodity year 2024, growing season 12, would start in August of 2025 with planting in July of 2025. Also, another thing that producers need to keep in mind, and this was a policy change last year, does add a lot of flexibility. You don't have to insure all acreage of annual forage crops that you grow on your farm.
That was K-State Flinchbaugh Agricultural Policy Chair Jenny Ift with details on annual forage insurance. Learn more about the options by talking to an insurance agent or by going to www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Good Tuesday afternoon. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as this Tuesday progresses on, still mixed in the grains and the oilseeds, and quite a bit of pressure in the livestock now as they're heading for a losing day. June live cattle currently down 4 cents at 183.90. August down 62 at 179.35. Triple-digit losses for the feeder cattle markets. August feeders down 112 at 257.52. September down $1 per hundredweight down to 258.72. And weakness in the hogs as well. June lean hogs currently down 37 at 91.87. July down to $92.40 per hundredweight. That's 50 cents lower. Into the grains here this morning, a decent day in the wheat market, including Chicago spring Kansas City wheat, all nearing a double-digit gain. July Kansas City wheat currently up 12 and a quarter at 656. September up to 667 and a half. That's 11 cents higher. And the oats market a bit higher. July up 2 3/4 to 336 and a quarter cent. Corn today slightly higher as well. July up 1 3/4 to 453 and a half. September's up a half a cent at 456 and 3/4. Soybeans, though, is where we start to see some pressure. July beans down 4 3/4 to 1183 and a half. August down to 1175 and a quarter. That's 7.5 cents lower. July soybean meal down 660 at 361.40. However, soy oil is higher today. July up 12 points at 43.78. Cotton also trending higher. July cotton up 105 to 72.86. Taking a look down Wall Street now, we see the Dow dropping more than 200 points. In fact, 282 in the red at 38,585 as Fed policy meetings kick off. The S&P currently down 13 at 5,347, and the NASDAQ is still slightly higher, 30 points higher, up to 17,222. A look at the energy markets as crude oil up 47 at 78.21 a barrel. Unleaded gas is up half a penny to 241 a gallon. Heating oil up 2 to 243, and natural gas up 14 at 304. June gold's down a dollar at 2306.70. July silver's down 61 cents to 29.26, and the dollar index up 15 points to 105.26.
Rusty Epport and Big Brothers Big Sisters of Kansas are teaming up for a trade-in sales event. Bring a new or gently used bike to Rusty Epport and receive up to $2,000 off a brand new Ford. We will donate all bikes to local youth. It is as simple as donate a new or gently used bike. Receive up to $2,000 off any new Ford on the lot. We donate all working bikes to Big Brothers Big Sisters of Kansas. Choose from over 200 new Fords like this 2023 Ford F-150. 1.9% APR for 72 months. $1,471 for 1,000 finance. Or 2023 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid. 0% APR for 60 months. $1,667 for 1,000 financed. Or a 2023 Mach-E. 0% APR for 72 months. $1,389 for 1,000 financed. Visit Rusty Eck Ford or RustyEckFord.com today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus taxes and fees. Offers can't be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit.
Valley Vet Supply is featuring their annual Father's Day boot sale with 20% off all regular price in stock leather boots and shoes. Sale runs Thursday through Sunday, June 13th through the 16th. Check out their incredible selection, including all leading lines, with both cowboy and work boots in all sizes. Sturdy, dependable, comfortable footwear that will last and look good. A boot sale like this doesn't come often, so take advantage now of this discount with 20% off all regular price in stock leather boots and shoes through June 16th at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. With almost no chance that today's meeting of the Fed will yield a drop in interest rates, investors this morning pulled the Dow Jones lower by 200 points. The S&P headed into the midday 0.2% lower. The NASDAQ had gained 0.1%. Your price at the pump may be easing a little more. A day after new numbers showed gas prices nationwide down an average of 9 cents a gallon in just a week, oil has been heading lower. Brent crude futures were down 0.1% in overnight trading. The new darlings of the real estate world are restaurants. The Wall Street Journal reports that with more Americans dining out, food services made up nearly 20% of all retail leases last year. The massive cleanup effort is complete, and the Port of Baltimore's main shipping channel has finally reopened. The port, which is one of the busiest in the country, was virtually shut down 11 weeks ago when the Francis Scott Key Bridge was struck by a cargo ship. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.